So I was thinking about what to think about, talk about for this week's parsha. Not the retired dafka to the parsha, but parsha's yisra. There's a lot to talk about. So the standard to talk about, you talk about Lima the Torah, Emuna, Shabbos. I started talking about this for Bracha Levatola. That Bracha Levatola, Shua Shav, Shua Sheker. It's not so normally spoken about. L'Sisa es Hashem Hashem Alkecha L'Shav, V'Yanakeh Hashem Isa Shah Yisa Hashem L'Shav. In V'Eschanon, this is the Torah uses the Lashon of Sheker. So, the Nisra of Shua Shav, it's a Shua Sheker. Moran Brachis says that a person who says a Bracha Levatola is over L'Sisa. So saying Hashem Shemarim Levatola, the more it says you're over this, the mitzvah say of Es Hashem Alekecho Tira, that the person has true awe from a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, wouldn't say his name for no purpose. But a Bracha Levatola is worse. You're over L'Sisa, this over L'Sisa. Now, the Tosfos says it's an asmachta. It's not an issa deraisa. It's an asmachta. The Rambam says you get malchus for it, which Pasha the Rambam learns it's a din deraisa. The Magen Avraham, when he brings this halacha down, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, like the Lashon of the Rambam, and he says, he finds that the Shita's Rambam is very mechudish to understand that a bracha levatola should be loisisa. So Rishiva was mazbrit in the Mechas Chinuch share once. I'd like to say that I'm saying what the Rishiva said, but I'm not sure that I am, because I never understood 100% what he was saying. So if it makes sense, it's his. If it doesn't make sense, don't blame him. So he was talking about the Sefer HaChinuch. So the Sefer HaChinuch on the mitzvah of L'Sisa, so he says, L'das, M'shar Shem Mitzvah, L'das, M'ni Odom, L'Kwey Ben Afshar Sam, L'Chazek Amuna, B'Livoy Sam. Person has to have a clear understanding that Ki HaKel Baruch Hu Asher B'Shamayim Mimal V'Kayim La'ad En Kiyum Ki Kiyumoy. There's no type of existence which is like his existence. So we mention Kadosh Baruch Hu's name in regards to our actions, it has to be done with a tremendous respect. Okay. Then he continues and he says, Chazal say, we're in Shavuos, that when the Bershom gave the mitzvah L'Sisa, the whole world shook. It says, Kilo Yanaka. The Oynish is not only for the person himself, but it's also for the whole world. Before a person would take a Shu'an Bezdin, the Bezdin actually goes through this with the person. They're Ma'ayim him, and they give him Iyum Shu'a. They make him understand what he's doing. So he talks about what's the difference between the koyach of neder and shua. He says neder is chal on the chayfitz, like Chazal say. So the inyan says derma lehektish. You find the concept of sheish koyach ba'adam lehektish es shaloi b'divrei piv v'yosem miyad loy ulechol oilam. Just by making something, saying it's hektish, it's chal lehektish. That's the koyach of hektish, but it's chal on an item. But the shua, on the other hand, is not chal on the item; it's chal on the actions of the person. In ishbahu lefi daiti shagamer adam believe by va'omer befiv lias makayim oisad dover shenishba lov v'lo yishaneu la'olam. He's committing that this action that he's talking about, he's going to do it. It's not, and it's going to become a reality. Just just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is existence and is a reality and doesn't change, so this fact is the same. So I'm taking from the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm placing it onto this action, or onto this item, onto this, and I'm saying this is reality. I'm transferring the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu onto some reality in this world. So when a person is over it, he says this reality and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reality are equal. And now he says that this reality is not true, he's not keeping it. So Chas V'Shalom is saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reality is not true either. That's how he's the Chinuch is Masber, the Chumrah of Shvua Sheker, etc. So do we misburn it in this for a second? I understand the idea that the person should take a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name with respect. Hashem l'kechon tira. The person has a mitzvah say to be united with a Kadosh Baruch Hu with a certain awe. And just to stop throwing Kadosh Baruch Hu's name around for no purpose, that's wrong. Came here in 1997. The Zaman started a few weeks later after I came. I was in one of the office in those days, if you call it, whatever you want to call that thing, that thing we'll call the office, that little 2x4 cubicle that was called the office. And I'm standing there and I hear a boy walking down the hallway. I swear by, and he says Hashem's name in English. And I've never heard that before in my life. Right. And I just started shaking. That you take Kadosh Baruch Hu's name to prove that your conversation with your friend, that you're right or you're wrong. That's Kadosh Baruch Hu's name isn't to be used for that purpose. That was one of my Shalom Aleichem to leaving Tel Shiva. I never had that happen to me in the hallway in Tel. Right? But I have the ability to come along and, as it were, to deny the reality of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Number one. Number two, a step before that, I have the ability to create a reality with my dibur. The idea of neder, that I can make something hektish, is an extraordinary chiddush. That just with dibur, I create a reality. This is now hektish, but now belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. It now has the status of Kedusha on it. The person that takes it, he's moyo. Like the power of Klal Yisrael's neshama, the power of a human being's neshama, that he can put kedusha on something just with a dibur, the power of speech. But a shvuah is a step lighter than that. Even it's even beyond that, just putting kedusha on something. It's mamish connecting in the chinuch later on. He says. He brings a chazal that a person is doesn't keep a neder is like he's been kaifer in the avodim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he doesn't keep a shul like he's been kaifer in a Kadosh Baruch Hu directly. Lashon like that. The shua is that I'm pushing, taking the reality of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and connecting it to this. And that's the power of man, to create such a reality. It's I can say the words. I don't think we ever stop to think about the what that power is. I don't think we can understand what that is. That the neshama of a human being is mechuber to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not shy, such a concept. You're being noisei shem Hashem. So what does it mean to be noisei shem Hashem? That you're pashut carrying it. You're pashut holding on to it. You're pashut taking the reality of Kadosh Baruch Hu into your control. We define Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world. It's up to us to define reality. Kadosh Baruch Hu is real, and we can bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence into the world in a form of a reality. And the Chas V'Shalom, the Hepech, we can change it, we can damage it. We have the power to damage it. I don't have the words to explain how extraordinary that is. Such a reality. So, the Rishiva said, when a person makes a bracha, the Rama understands the Gemara means it not b'taras and asmachta, but b'taras. Says the aside of bracha is the same thing. That every time we make a bracha, what we're doing is we are saying, I see a certain reality in the Bria, and I recognize it, that the Baruch Hashem is the source of bracha, that I have such a clarity, I'm putting the Shem Hashem onto this reality. I don't see an apple. I see the Baruch Hashem's bracha being, that he created a Brei Pri Ha'etz. That's what I see. But it wasn't really Brei Pri Ha'etz. It wasn't really, I was just saying it's dumb. The Yisoid of Bracha is that same concept of Shvua, being Noisei Shem, taking control of the Rosh Hashanah's name and putting it onto something, is every time we make a Bracha, the Gemara is saying, you make a Bracha, that's what you're doing. You're seeing a reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're suddenly spoiled from it. You're suddenly spoiled from this item, this food, this Reach, this Mitzvah, this part of the Rosh the health the Rosh gave you, that you see Kadosh Baruch Hu's name in that, you see Rosh Hashanah's presence in that, and you're expressing that. And then it turns out that wasn't true. That's not what happens. That's not what's going on. So the Rambam sees that's mamash nisat deraisa. I should stop the shmuz right now. Told your chinuch. Told your pasuk. Told your Rambam. But I'm supposed to say shmuz another 15 minutes. How often do we stop and think about the power of what it means, the kayach of dibur of a human being? You know, we talk about it in the context of lashon hara, damages. We talk about, you know, lashon tov, to be certain law. We talk about it in the nusach of tefillah a little bit. Dafka agere dibur. That the Baruch Hashem gave us the kayach of dibur, and he's mishabed his bria to it. The emes and the sheker of the bria are to some extent totally in what I say. We talk too much. We take it too lightly. We don't understand the power of what it means. We always talk about it in the terms of bit adam l'chaveiro. You know, you say good things, you can mechazik a person. You say bad things, you can hurt a person, and it's a powerful thing. You know, you have the stories about one thing the person said, it changed the person's life. You know, and you have those stories, l'toiv, l'motiv. It's not just limited to the world of bit adam l'chaveiro. In the world of Me'olam HaMakom, we should connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu through Dibur. And he gave us this Kayach of Dibur as a vehicle to connect to him. So, whether the problem is we talk too much, but that's the expression of, that's a similar Dibur. The problem is we don't appreciate how powerful it is. We don't appreciate what it means, and an act of tefillah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And appreciate what it means, an act of shvua. I can't get past hektish. I can't get past neder. I'm not even holding my shvua. You know, people come to somebody ask me shalos about the Torah's Dorim. Usually it's not a bona fide netter. Once I had a person like he made a netter about something. Chazal discouraged it tremendously. Nidrei mitzvah, the Chazal's reason, Chazal says it's a good thing. But in general, the idea of a netter, Chazal is about a bama, he's a makar b'karban on the bama. It's such a powerful thing. You don't take it lightly. The concept of Shavua, you find Rav Avinu, Avimelech, you find Shavua is not limited. The Mishnah Melech discusses is the Isser of Shavua Sheker that's applied to a non-Jew. Is it one of the Zayin Mitzvahs? Is that one of the Zayin Mitzvahs? He wants to know what doesn't apply. Tosfos says that the Iker list of the Zayin Mitzvahs is in Loisa says, could be there are other essays which it applies. So they have a Chiyuv to in Lashon HaSeid, Bekum HaSei, Zohar Bekum HaSei, B'Shem Altasa, maybe it's included in Birchas Hashem. Yes, it's included in Birchas Hashem. The Pashat, it's the same thing as Gidu to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's included in the Isser of Shavua Sheker. And I'm hearing kids swear, walking on the hallways, I swear. Okay, so I don't think we're holding with that, Baruch Hashem. I don't think that's what we're grappling with. The person davens. The person uses that pet to daven. Tefillah is pail. It's pail with the pet. It affects all the olamos. Nefesh HaChaim has quite a riches about that. The koyach of bracha that we have through our tefillahs. We're tonoiz elokim. The Brashim Pashat cannot be mashpia on the bria unless we use the vehicle of tefillah to give them that koyach, and it has to be dafka bepeh. The Brashim has a koyach of dibri amira. It's the same. We use the same. We're diamonds of Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have a koyach of amira, a koyach of dibri. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't speak the same way we speak with the peh. The Ramah discusses the Seder of the brachas in the morning. So you should go from Asher Yetzar into Lekai Neshama. Rofeichol Basor Machil Asois Lekai Neshama Shenasatabi. So he says that the bracha of Asher Yetzar is a bracha on the goof. Mekavim Chalulim, the body functions properly. L'kai neshama is a bracha on the neshama. Rafeichol basor is a bracha on the goof. Mafila sois is where the neshama and the goof meet. Mafila sois is the lashon that the Torah uses. Each kiyafli in the neder nozel l'hazel Hashem. The sefer, which is the sefer, talked about the dinim of shvuah and the ziris and the dorim, etc., is a sefer haflah. That's the Pella. So he says that the Pella, Mamafi Lasois, means that the Rosham is able to take the world of a neshama and express it with a physical part of your being. That's a Kayach of Peh. That's where the neshama and the goof meet. There's not a place in the body where you have that Kayach, that the neshama and the goof are being mishtatzav together in a pula. Says Umafli Lasois is the Koyach of Dibur. That we're able to take the Koyach of the Neshama to affect things and propel things. And the Dibur of the reason why the Tefillah is Tunei Shalakim is not because of my body saying it, it's because my Neshama is saying it. But Neshama talks through a goof. I was thinking about this topic, and I was thinking about, you know, can I bring this down to, is it too esoteric? Is it too beyond? Am I trying to introduce it to something which is beyond? And I grapple with this. Is that just like, it's not my standard shmooze. It's a little, like a little more. Be nice to your friend, be nice to your wife, you know. That's not the topic. But understand what Adam is, what the godless Adam is, that the Baruch Hu put us in a role. I had a conversation, I was downtown last week by Rabbi Talamon's group, so I spoke about going green. So after, we left the questions for afterwards. One person, people asked me about, I spoke about plants, trees, resources, etc. So of course the question is going to be animals. You know, eating meat, what I think about eating meat. Obviously the question was by a person who's vegetarian, right? Or vegan. So I said, yeah, sometimes it might be we eat too much meat. And he says, but it's important to eat meat because when you eat meat, it reminds you that you're not an animal. The Gemara says in Psachim that I'm Oris, I should eat meat. Because the right to, which is given to man to eat meat is because he's a Bria above and greater than an animal. And therefore he's a Harshoa, he's Mursha to take the things in the Bria which are there to serve him and use them for his purposes. But the Amoritz, who doesn't spend his life like that, has no right to take a life for his purposes. I once had a conversation with a relative who's a vegetarian, and she said to me that, whole little thing about this, it's wrong to eat meat. I said, you're 100% right, you shouldn't eat meat. I should. The person who's using the world is a vehicle to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he's something greater than an animal, he has right to eat animals. But the person who uses the world, lives the world, there's no God, no service to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and so you're the same as the animals. Some hechatesi, you have a right to be better than the animals. She didn't like that answer. But that's the Gemara. Adam is this extraordinary Bria. And we don't appreciate what it means to be Adam. You know, Slobodka was, the whole Nusach was Godless Adam, the power, the greatness of man. So the Alter has a long arichas on this, the concept of Neder. That human being can make a Neder and put Kedusha with his words. That our neshama is something beyond just the physical, and trying to express it, live a life with just based, connected just about the physical, we're totally like the medicine that's parsha, that a person doesn't learn Torah, brings a pasuk in Mishlei, is like that Nezim Zov Ba'av Chazir is Isha Yafa Basaras Tam. A beautiful gold ring in the nose of a Chazir is the Isha Yafa Basaras Tam. The neshama of a human being can accomplish extraordinary things. If you use it for this world, it's like taking the Nezim Zov, this extraordinary, beautiful thing, and sticking it and schlepping it through the mud. The Nezim Zov Ba'av Chazir. So the beauty is a vehicle to understand the greatness which is there. It's a vehicle to understand. It's a similar dover of the godless there. But if the beauty becomes the purpose, and that's all it is, it's each of Yav and Basar Astam. It's missing a whole depth to it. The Nishmash Yisrael is way beyond this world. And if all we do is think about this world, and all we do is our goals are to get ahead and to accomplish, and that's it. So it's a Nezim Zov Ba'av Chazir. We need to see ourselves as something extraordinary, something way beyond this world. One of there are many challenges. One of the milas of learning Kabbalah Rabbi Chassidim, you know, they have the kids, you know, younger kids that learn Kabbalah. They have no idea what they're talking about. But the milah of it is it gives you a view and a vision of something where something way beyond just this physical reality. There's a whole world out there. There's a whole metaphysical existence. It gives you a window into that concept. It sees this world as a mushel for something greater, something bigger. And we don't, because there are other issues with it. It's. But it's we're missing that element sometimes. We miss that understanding. So the Noch Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yilach El Himacherim and the Zochim Hashabbos Lekavshoy. It's talking about because we're something extraordinary. We're something different. We're something greater than just this physical reality. And when you're Noch Hashem Hashem, you're doing extraordinary things. And don't abuse that. You have a Nishmas Yisrael. You have this neshama which has tremendous powers. And you have no idea how powerful it is, how it affects all the alumnus, how it's. The Swarm said that this world, the universe that we live in, is infinitely puny compared to all of their alumnus. We live in this gigantic universe. It's light years and light years and light years, billions, billions of light, trillions of light years. That's like the small one. And picture this world. Picture the solar system, the galaxy, galaxies, space, and that's all of the garnished compared to Lama Soyanim. And Shavua is touching into all of that. Because Kleiso can touch into all of that. We need to respect ourselves more. We need to be aware of who we are and not lower ourselves to just, you know, to video games, just to play around this world. So a person lives like that, so he uses the world properly. He takes advantage of the opportunity while he's here to use it properly, to gain Torah, to mitzvahs. But it's coming from a vantage point of understanding of godless. That we're not little. We're not just who am I? I'm nobody. I'm just a little guy over here. You might be a little guy, but you're wielding the power of Olamus in your hands, in your neshama. I hope I was able to give over a little bit of the flavor, the tam of the kayak of Nishmas Yisrael.